Hello, my name is Tamara Malikoff, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. I wanted to go over the parable of the wedding banquet in Matthew 22. In summary, what happens in this parable is that a king is throwing a wedding for his son. The guests that he has invited declined the invite. And as a result, the king sends his army to go kill them all. Yikes. Now that there's no guests, the king sends out his servants into the streets to get anybody who is good and bad to come to the wedding. Now, in verse 11, it says, "When the king came to see the guests, he noticed a man who was not wearing wedding clothes. He asked, 'How did you get in here without wedding clothes?' The man was speechless. Then the king said to his servants, 'Tie him hand and foot and throw him outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen.'" This is a very peculiar parable because it seems like this king is overly reacting to something so small. And at the same time, for us 21st century readers, a lot of the Jewish culture context is not shown in scriptures. It's assumed that the reader already knows. So one of the things that the reader would know is that the father of the son, when they invite guests, they will provide them wedding garments. So right before they go to the wedding hall or wherever the reception or wedding is going to take place, they have this place where they give the garments. It's usually an outer garment to the wedding guests. This is the wedding garment that is actually talked about in this parable. So if we also understand the imagery of the king, meaning God the Father, the Son, Jesus Christ, the wedding is the marriage supper of the Lamb, we see that we who are the guests, we who have been called, we've been called from the world to come. And as we are coming to the wedding, right before, we have a garment change. We need to take our garments of sin and unrighteousness and put on Christ's righteousness so that we are able to go to the wedding. But this man, it looks like he decided not to, quote, change his clothing, meaning he felt that he, by his own righteousness, was able to go to the wedding, go to heaven. But then God the Father says, no, you can't. Only through the blood of Jesus Christ, only by putting on the righteousness of God, by submitting to the grace of Jesus Christ, are you able to come in. You have to be changed. You have to change before you go. And so I want to leave you with this thought. We are looking forward to the coming of Christ. And we need to make sure that we are ready. Do we have our wedding garment on? That's all the time that we have for today. But if you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Tamara Malikoff for your Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, may His Spirit be with you.